And here we go. Everything seems to be said, or almost. They have a loose basketball over on the far sideline that had to be retrieved, and that will be removed from the floor. And now we're back to action. Whistle blows, and now we have another. That ball got loose again, or a different one, but another ball rolls out on the floor. So we have another stop, and let's try it one more time. And here we go. Ball is in the air. It will be controlled by Heber Franks. Panthers will have it first, so they will set up shop on offense, and it will be John Price with it. Man-to-man defense by the Maumelle Hornets. Right side, John Price drives the three-pointer. It's no good. He gets his own rebound, kicks it out. Kramer underneath, puts it up and in. Michael Kramer with the first basket of the game. And the Hornets down court quickly. Ball goes into the corner. Baseline drive, and... We have a whistle. Ball was dribbled out of bounds, I believe, was the call. So it will be a turnover, and it will be the Heber Springs Panthers get the ball back, and they will have it inbounding it against full court pressure. It will be an inbound pass to Price. Now over to Judson Smith. Smith walks across the timeline. Smith will run the offense. He goes to the left side in the corner to Kramer. Kramer back out to Smith. He'll put up a three-pointer. It is no good. Rebound loose on the floor, out of bounds, and it will go back to Heber Springs. Panthers will get the ball back. We're just underway. Opening quarter action. 7:13 to play in the first period. 2-0. Heber Springs with the lead and the basketball. Inbound pass goes to Austin Brown. He tries to go baseline, backs it out. Now drives in, kicks it out. Three-pointer top of the key. That was up and good for Mason Schrader. 5-0, Heber Springs with the lead. Maumelle still looking for their first points of the game. They get the ball down court quickly. Ball to the left side to Parks. Parks directing traffic now. Calls some help out. That will be Jones coming out to the left side. Now in the corner to Turner. Back out. And they rotate it around the horn. Now baseline. And they kick it back out. Three-pointer at the top of the key. No good. Rebound. Heber Springs. Judson Smith up high for the board. And the Heber Springs Panthers take over. Down court. Austin Brown. He kicks it out. Three-pointer. Good for Michael Kramer. So Kramer and Schrader both with a three-pointer. And they go to the Heber Springs. And a timeout call. Second whistle. Back 30
Every once in a while, a new product makes a big splash, and that's what's happening now at Neshoba Archery of Tumbling Shoals. The new Prime Bow is making waves. They still have the full selection of Matthews Hoyt PSE and Mission, and now the new Prime Bow. In fact, for hunting, backyard sports, or for competition shooting, you'll find the equipment and accessories you need. For experience, knowledge, quality products, and a focus on American-made products, see Jamie or Nick Wolf today at Neshoba Archery and Tumbling Shoals.
Timeout. It will be an inbound pass for the Maumelle Hornets. A little frustrated, still looking for their first points of the game. There's a drive on the baseline, and it's thrown away out of bounds, and that one will go back to Heber Springs. Harriet Parks couldn't hang on to it, and it goes out of bounds, so Heber Springs will take over. A good start here for the Panthers. They lead it 8-0. They will inbound it on the far sideline, and the ball goes in. This will be Austin Brown this time. Brown down court, hands off to Judson Smith. Smith back out to the top, and now Judson Smith takes it back to Austin Brown. Brown looks inside, gets it in to Kramer. Kramer muscles it up, no good. Rebound, Schrader back out, Judson Smith. Now to Austin Brown. Austin Brown, three-pointer, no good. Rebound tip, Maumelle comes out with it, and a whistle and a foul charge on Austin Brown. Brown tried to get set, take a charge, but he will be called for the foul, and Maumelle will inbound it. They will kick it in on the far sideline. That will be Turner. Get the ball in, and it will be into the front court. Right side, Darius Jones. Now they take it to the left, into the corner, back to Turner. Back to Jones, cross court to the right side, a drive and a traveling call as Eric Parks made his move inside. He's called for traveling. So it will be the other way now. Heber Springs with the 8-0 lead, and they will get the ball back. Justin Smith will bring the ball down the floor. Smith underneath. Shot up. That one is good underneath for John Price. A little reverse layup, and it is up and in. 10-0. Three-pointer on the other end. It's no good. Rebound, though, to Maumelle. They'll kick it back out and get new life. Out to the right side. Top of the key. Three-pointer. That's up. That one is good for McClinton. He gets his first basket and the first points for Maumelle. It's 10-3 now. Heber Springs with the lead and the basketball. And that one almost thrown away. It's almost picked off by Thomas, but it's out of bounds. And it will go back to Heber Springs. Panthers will inbound it on the far sideline. Derek Person in the game now for Maumelle. And the officials remind him that he cannot reach over the inbound line. And the inbound pass goes to Austin Brown. Now to the top of the key. Three-point shot up and good for Mason Schrader. His second three-pointer of the night. And it's 13-3. 10-point lead for Heber Springs. Maumelle with it. Another three-point shot. Top of the key. That one is up and good for McClinton. He gets his second three-pointer. And it's 13-6 now. Heber Springs down court. 4:15 left to play in the first period. John Price has it for the Panthers. Price still with a dribble. Pulls up top the key. Kicks it over to Smith. Judson inside to Brown. Back out. Top the key. Three-point shot. Up and good for Mason Schrader. Schrader with his third three-pointer, and it's 16-6. Heber answers and pushes it back to a 10-point lead. Ball underneath, picked off. Austin Brown come up with it. And a whistle and a foul as Brown went to the floor. They'll call that on Eric Parks. He picks up his first foul. And it will be at the free throw. An inbound pass for the Heber Springs Panthers with 3:47 left to play in the first period. Judson Smith has it. Smith quickly down court across the timeline. Still with a dribble now to John Price. Price has it on the right wing. Pulls up. Three-point shot. That one's no good. Rebound Maumelle. And the Hornets get the ball down court quickly. To the left side now to Thomas. He drives inside. Lays it up. It's no good. Rebound out of bounds. Touch last, they say, by Heber Springs. And Maumelle will get the ball back. So it will be the Hornets inbounded underneath their own basket with 3:19 to play in the first period. And we have a substitute coming in. It will be Austin Atkins coming in. And also checking in will be Kendall Donerson checking in for the Hornets. They quickly inbound it. Now lobs the ball underneath. Turn around, hook shot. No good. Rebound out of bounds. Touch last, they say, by Heber Springs. And it will be Maumelle to get the ball back again. They will inbound it on the near sideline. That one triggered in to Derek Person. Out to the right side. Cross court back to the left to McClinton. Back to the top. Now out to the wing. That will be Turner. Turner kicks it back out. Left side. Open three-point shot. That one is up and good. And McClinton now has 3 three-pointers of his own. 16-9 is our score. Heber Springs with the basketball. It will be Mason Schrader. He hands off. Justin Brown. He throws it away. Brown was trying to kick that one in the corner to Atkins, but it goes out of bounds. And it will be Maumelle to take over. We're down to 2:35 left to play in the first period. Checking in now will be Ronald James checking in for the Hornets. And the inbound pass is made, and Eric Parks will bring the ball down the floor. Parks with a dribble across the timeline, takes it to the left side, back to Parks. Parks drives in, kicks it out. Another drive, and now to the left side. Back out to the top. 3-4 shot. That one is no good. Rebound, though. Maumelle had it, and then Atkins comes up with it. John Price down court. Price goes to the baseline, and he's going to be fouled before the shot. So it will be an inbound play for Heber Springs. Donerson picked up his first foul on that play, and it will be Heber Springs inbounding it. It will be Kramer to run the inbound play. Kramer looks for some help, gets it in. Now it's thrown away out of bounds. That was John Price who got the inbound play. He tried to feed it back underneath for Austin Brown and threw it away out of bounds. Now more substitutes checking in. Collins comes in the game for the Maumelle Hornets. So again, I mentioned at the pregame how many players they had on the bench. They fill up the entire bench, and they have done a lot of substituting here early in the game. Left wing, three-point shot. That's up and good on the left wing for James, his first basket. And it's a four-point game, 16-12 our score, and a foul down court. Collins was charged with a reach-in. That was on, of course, John Price. And Price will inbound it for Heber Springs on the far sideline. We're down to a minute 49 to play in the first period. Inbound pass goes to Atkins. Atkins into the front court. Right side to Kramer. Kramer now to Austin Brown. Brown back to Kramer. Kramer now to John Price. Price inside to Brown. Brown spins. Shot up. No good. Rebound comes away to Maumelle. They want to push the ball down the floor, and it's up and no good. Rebound though, put back up and in by Kendall Donerson. And it's 16-14 now. Heber Springs with the ball. Austin Brown out to the top to Schrader. Hand off to Price. John Price now. And move. Goes inside. Shot up off the glass. It's good for John Price. He gets that second basket, and it's 18-14 now. Heber Springs. Maumelle down court again on the baseline. Jumper up. No good. Rebound Heber Springs. Austin Brown came out with it. He hands off to John Price. And Price will bring it down the floor. Price takes it into the front court. Now still with a dribble. Moves out to the top. Now back, Price backs it out with 36 seconds left. We'll see if Heber Springs holds for a final shot. Price clears it out. Drives the baseline. Hands off underneath. Dawson Brown, his shot's blocked, but he'll shoot a couple of free throws. That foul, I think, will be charged on Ronald James. He picked up his first foul, and again at the free throw line, it will be Austin Brown, and now John Price will come out of the game briefly. And the free throw, first one on the way for Austin Brown. And he's set now. They're checking. John Price comes back in. He had a little blood on his arm, and that was cleaned off quickly, and he's back in the game. First free throw is up. It's no good for Austin Brown. He'll shoot another one now. It comes with 27 seconds left to play. It's a four-point lead for Heber Springs. Austin Brown trying to make it a five-point lead, but there will be plenty of time for the Hornets to get back on offense. Second free throw on the way. It's up. It's no good. Brown misses a pair, and the ball almost thrown away, but it's picked up here on the near sideline. So Maumelle will take over now. Long three-pointer is up and good. Almost, seemed like almost half-court by Ronald James, and it's a one-point game. And now with 8 seconds left, John Price comes in, puts up a three-pointer. It's no good. Rebound put back up. That one is good at the buzzer for Michael Kramer. And at the end of the first quarter, our score, well, they haven't put that up. It's a one-point game, 18-17, or maybe that is correct. But at the end of the first quarter, we'll be back with the second quarter in 1 minute.
Attention Medical Supply has locations in Heber Springs on the south side of the Courthouse Square and in Newport on Malcolm Avenue. They pride themselves in offering affordable quality solutions for all your home health care needs. Let their knowledgeable staff discuss your options with you. From scooters to power chairs, diabetic supplies and footwear to walkers, canes and crutches. If they don't have the products you need, they'll get them for you. Remember, you get the attention you deserve at Attention Medical Supply, Heber Springs and Newport.
If you've been wanting to scream down the internet, now's your chance. Cellular Mobility on Highway 25B North in Heber Springs now offers DirecTV high-speed internet. home phone service, plus all your wireless needs. Go by Cellular Mobility on Highway 25B North in Heber Springs today and see Bobby, Alicia, or Nikki for all the details. DirecTV, high-speed internet, home phone service, and wireless. Cellular Mobility, Highway 25B North, Heber Springs.
Well, they did finally put those 2 points on the board, so the score officially at the end of the first quarter is Heber Springs 20, Maumelle 17, and Maumelle will get the ball first to start this second quarter. Inbound pass on the sideline, jumper at the top of the key, it's up and no good. That one was inside the three-point arch, but a foul on John Price, and we'll have a couple of free throws coming for McClinton. He has 3 three-pointers on the night so far, 9 points, and he's at the free throw line for a pair. The first one on the way by McClinton. He eyes it, puts it up, and it's good. McClinton with the first free throw, and he'll shoot another one now. This could make it a one-point game with 7:44 left to play in the first half as McClinton stands ready. Second free throw on the way. He takes a lot of time, finally puts it up. It's good. Well, he gets a pair, and it's a one-point game. 20-19 our score. Heber Springs now will take over. John Price will bring the ball down the floor for the Panthers. Price into the front court now, gets it to Austin Brown. Brown, spin move. Goes to the baseline, shot up, it's no good. Rebound for Maumelle. Hornets take over, down court. They'll have a chance to take a lead. They put up a three-pointer at the top of the key. It's no good, but Maumelle gets the rebound. That one was McClinton that put that up. He went to the floor, I think, maybe a little acting job trying to get a foul call, but they did not call it, and it will be Maumelle, though, to take back over. There's a drive inside, shot up underneath. Wide open was McClinton, and it's 1 point advantage now for the Maumelle Hornets. Heber Springs with the basketball. We're into the second quarter, 6:53 left to play in the first half. Justin Smith has it inside to Austin Brown. Brown, spin move, goes underneath, shot up. It's no good, but he'll shoot a couple of free throws. That one was charged on Stephen Thomas, his first foul. And again, Austin Brown at the free throw line. He is 0 for 2 at this point at the free throw line and trying to get on track now. Brown is ready. First free throw on the way. It's up. It's good. That ties it at 20-20. 21-21, I should say. And another free throw coming now for Austin Brown. He's set. It's up. It's no good. Rebound comes away to Maumelle. And a three-pointer on the other end. No good. Rebound Heber Springs. Down court pass to Judson Smith, who saves it in, almost out of bounds, but Smith saves it in. He drives to the hoop. Reverse layup is no good. Rebound for Maumelle. They come down court quickly. Drive. Shot up. It's good by Eric Park. And it's 23-21 now. 2-point advantage for the Hornets. John Price pulls up. He'll try a three-pointer. It's no good. Rebound out of bounds, and it will go back to Maumelle. That was touched last by Heber Springs, and Maumelle will take over with a two-point lead now and the basketball with just over 6 minutes to play in this first half of action. Pine Bluff Convention Center, first day of the state tournament for this year. And we've had some close ones and some not so close. Right now, it is a close one here in senior boys action, a two-point game. There's a drive inside, shot up. It's blocked out of bounds, but they say touch last by Maumelle, and Heber Springs will get the ball back. So the Panthers will inbound it. It will go in to Austin Brown. Now back to Judson Smith. Smith walks it down the floor slowly now. Cross court, and he gets it to Austin Brown, who hands off to John Price. Price in the paint, shot up, no good. Rebound, Maumelle. Outlet pass to Parks. Parks pushes it down the floor, goes inside, floats it up, and it's good. Parks with his second basket, and it's 25-21. And Coach Kevin Kaiser wants to talk it over. We'll be back with more of our live coverage from the Pine Bluff Convention Center in 1 minute.
Yeah. Baptist Health Medical Center Heber Springs allows you to stay close to home and still receive the most comprehensive health care available. Dr. Hank Wallace, who practices with Ortho Arkansas, specializes in a full spectrum of orthopedic conditions, including shoulder, foot and ankle, osteoporosis, and sports-related injuries. Every step of the way, you'll receive personal care with the goal of returning you to your active lifestyle as soon as possible. For more information, call Baptist Health Medical Center Heber Springs at 501-362-1911.
When check cards came along, they were meant to be a convenient and hassle-free way to pay for things on the go. But these days, some banks are charging you a monthly fee just to use your check card. Not so convenient anymore. But now there's a way to get free. With First Security Bank's Instant Issue Check Card, we won't charge you a monthly fee. That's right, no monthly fee. And since you can get it on the spot, you'll never have to be without your check card. So stop being nickel and dime by your bank and enjoy the convenience of a check card. Get free with First Security. Bank better. Member FDIC.
Puck back after the timeout. Heber Springs will inbound it. Down court pass to Kramer. Kramer has it out on the right wing. Looks inside. Hands off now to Schrader. Back out to Judson Smith. Smith, left side. Now goes back to the right to Austin Brown. Brown looks in. Nothing there. Now picks up his dribble. Needs some help. Gets it to John Price. And Price backs it out. Price. Now into Judson Smith at the top of the key. Smith back to Austin Brown. He goes inside, lays it up. It's no good. Schrader gets the rebound and kicks it back out. Judson Smith, and then we had a traveling call, though. That was before Judson Smith shot. It did not go, but the traveling call underneath, and that will turn it back over. So Maumelle will get the ball back with a four-point lead and the basketball with 4:33 to play in the first half. Pass goes inside, turnaround shot up, it's no good. Rebound put back up, that one is good underneath. That was James with the basket, and it's 27-21. Judson Smith down court, Smith backs it out near half court. Gets it to the right side, that will be Michael Kramer. Kramer, they spread it out to the left, now to John Price. Price holds it there, still starts his dribble now. Hits it in, and that one picked off. Down court, Maumelle, and a traveling call. They turn it back over. They had the two-on-one fast break, and a traveling call on Person, and that gets it back to Heber Springs. So they get a break there with 3:55 to play in the first half. They get the ball back, but they trail it 27-21. Austin Brown with the basketball. Brown hands off now to John Price. Price is out on the right wing, lobs it underneath to Austin Brown, and he lays it up and in. Austin Brown with the basket, and it's 27-23 now. Hornets take over. Down court, that will be Parks. Parks with a dribble, directing traffic, and a foul. It will be offensive foul. A screen was set, and the offensive foul was charged. And another turnover. That was on Donerson, his second foul. And Heber Springs will get the ball back. They trail it 27-23. They will inbound it. And it goes in to Judson Smith, and Smith will bring the ball down the floor. Smith into the front court, takes it to the left side, pulls up, kicks it in to Austin Brown, back out to Smith. His three-pointer is no good. Rebound. Tipped around, and let's see, it's on the floor. Jump ball will be called. Possession error back to Heber Springs. So the Panthers will get the ball back with 3 minutes to play in the first half. They missed that scoring opportunity, but they'll get a new life now on the possession error. They will inbound it underneath their own basket. Judson Smith will run the inbound play. And Smith will trigger it in to John Price. Price underneath Austin Brown. Out to Kramer. His three-point shot is good for Michael Kramer. It's a one-point game, 27-26 our score. It will be down court for the Hornets. Ball stolen away. Austin Brown came up with it. John Price down court. Lays it up. It's no good, but he's fouled, and he will get a couple of free throws. So with 2:38 to play, it will be a chance for Heber Springs to go back on top. They charge that on McClinton, only his first foul, though. And it will be, again, John Price. He has 4 points. This will be his first free throws of the night. And he's set. First one on the way for Price for Heber Springs. It's up, and it's good. Of course, most of you folks back home know that John Price normally is almost Mr. Automatic at the free throw line. And the first one is up and good. He'll shoot another one now. That ties it at 27. He can put Heber Springs back on top. And the second one is on the way, and it's good. Heber Springs leads it 28-27 now. And Maumelle quickly the other way. Shot up underneath. It's blocked from behind by Austin Brown, and Heber Springs comes up with the loose ball. They still have it in the backcourt. Now Austin Brown down court. He'll drive to the hoop, lays it up. It's no good. Flip back, though, is good for Mason Schrader. And with 2:15 left to play in the first half, Heber Springs has opened up a three-point lead, and Maumelle has the basketball. Pass goes to the left wing. Now back out to the top. They seem to want to slow it down a little bit. I know they won't hold for a final shot. Still 2 minutes left to play, but they have really maybe need to catch their breath. They've really slowed it down some. There was a dribble out near the top. That's McClinton. McClinton hands off now to Parks. And Parks rotates over to the left side. Parks backs it out. Gets it into the corner now to Turner. Back out to Parks. Right side. Now into the corner. Back across. They work it in underneath. And a drive. Shot is up. It's no good. Rebound Heber Springs. Austin Brown out to Judson Smith. Smith down court. Now he hands off to John Price. Price goes baseline. Price puts it up. It's no good, but he's fouled. And we'll shoot a couple more free throws. That foul, I believe, will be charged on Thomas. That would be his second. And again, at the free throw line will be John Price. Heber Springs leads it 30-27. 3-point lead and a couple of free throws coming for John Price. He's set. And the first one is on the way. It's up and it's good. Price hits the first one. He'll shoot another one now. With a minute 14 to play in the first half. Now a 4-point lead for Heber Springs. Second free throw on the way. It's up. It's good. Heber Springs up by 5 as it will be Jones checking back in for the Hornets. And they will have the ball. Inbound pass, and that will be Eric Parks to bring the ball down the floor. Parks takes it across the timeline now, being guarded by Justin Smith. He drives, hands off underneath, and an easy layup underneath is up and good. And it's now 32-29, back to a three-point game. Ball into the front court, back out to Smith, left side. Three-point shot up and good for Mason Schrader. He's been red hot. That's his fourth three-pointer. And it's 29-35. Baseline drive, kick back out now, and it will go to the right side to McClinton. He'll try a three-pointer, and he'll shoot three free throws. He is fouled. That, I think, they will call on John Price, and he will shoot three free throws. And it will come with 32 seconds left to play here in this first half of action. And the first free throw on the way for McClinton. It's up and it's good. He hits the first one. He'll shoot two more. That makes it 35-30 now. He could make it back to a three-point game if he makes all three free throws. And the second one on the way, it's up. It's in and out, no good. So it hit three in a row, but he misses one, and we'll shoot another one now. McClinton is set. One final free throw. And that was the second foul, by the way, on John Price. And the third free throw on the way. It's up. It's good. So he gets two out of three, and it's 35-31. 4-point advantage for Heber Springs. They will have time to hold for a final shot with now 25 seconds to play. Judson Smith underneath to Austin Brown. It's up and in, and he fouled. Austin Brown with the basket and a possible three-point play coming. They call that on Thomas, which is his third. And it will be a possible three-point play. That makes it 37-31. And Austin Brown for the free throw. It's up and it's good. But there is plenty of time for Maumelle to get a score. Hornets down court across the timeline. Drive inside, shot is up, it's no good. And a whistle and a foul will be charged. That will be on Kramer, I believe. He picks up only his first foul. He tried to set up and take the charge. And at the free throw line, it will be Eric Parks. Parks has 4 points. This will be his first free throws of the night. Parks will get a pair with 14 seconds left. And he's ready. First free throw on the way for Parks is up, and it's good. He gets the first one and will shoot another one. And they do bring Thomas out now, not to take a chance on getting that fourth foul. He has three here in the first half. And the second free throw on the way for Eric Parks. It's up, and it's no good. Rebound, and a rebound foul will be charged. And that will be charged on James, Ronald James. And that, let's see, puts us in the 1-1, I believe. That is correct. In fact, we're already in the double bonus now. So it will be two free throws coming for Mason Schrader at the other end. Already 14 points for Mason Schrader with 4 three-pointers and a 2-point basket. Now he can add to that at the free throw line, and the first one's up and good. That makes it 39-32, and another free throw coming. Mason is set. Second free throw is up. It's good. Schrader hits the pair, and it's 40-32. 8-point lead for Heber Springs. Maumelle with it. 3-point shot on the wing. In and out, no good. And that one almost stolen away. And they are going to give it back now, I believe, to Maumelle, so they will inbound it with 2.5 seconds left. No, it will be Heber Springs, but there will be 2.5 seconds left. With the full court pressure, they'll have to hurry to get a shot off. And the inbound pass goes to Mason Schrader. Schrader from the half court puts it up. It's no good, and the score at the end of the first half will be Heber Springs 40, the Maumelle Hornets 32. Back to recap the first half in 2 minutes.